A scheduled vote on a new school accountability bill was postponed in the state assembly yesterday. The chair of the Assembly Education Committee called off voting on an amended version of the school accountability bill that calls for major changes to state education policy along with strict new sanctions for low-performing schools. With us now is Erin Richards. She covers K-12 education as well as state politics related to education issues for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Erin, welcome back to Central Time.
Hello, thank you.
So why did the Assembly Education Committee chair call off the vote yesterday?
Well, that's the question of the day. But the short answer is there weren't enough votes for it to pass. So if you don't have the votes to get a bill passed, you call off the executive session for which that vote was scheduled to happen.
Well, there are actually two bills in the spotlight here. One is the so-called pause bill, and the other is the amended education bill, the updated version of the Assembly School Accountability Bill. Can you kind of give us a one-on-one on each of those?
Yep. So the pause bill is a bill that has bipartisan support that would, for 1 year, prohibit the test scores on this new state test that's being administered right now to kids in third through eighth grade. It would stop those scores from this first administration of the new test from counting on schools' performance report cards for next year, and as well as the new statewide teacher evaluations. So both of those performance reports, both for teachers and for schools, were set up to be able to include state test scores. That's kind of how you judge, or at least right now, how we're judging how schools are doing. Because there have been a bunch of bumps with this new state test, the lawmakers have said, you know what, why don't we just take a year off, let this first test go through, we'll publicly report the results, but we're not going to issue report cards to schools that are basically based on them. And, you know, if kids really tank on the test and the results look terrible, they don't want to sort of, you know, inappropriately punish schools and teachers because of that. That bill has bipartisan support. The Senate is scheduled to the Senate Education Committee was scheduled to vote on that today. It was supposed to pass, and then the full Senate should take it up next week. The problem is the Assembly on that bill, they were also scheduled to vote on that today, the Assembly Education Committee, but the head of that committee called off the vote on the bill that has consensus, as well as this other bill we'll talk about that does not have consensus. So at the moment, the measure to pause the state test score results from counting for anything is moving ahead in the Senate, but is not moving ahead yet in the Assembly.
Now, you said this was a complicated thing, and that the short answer, there weren't enough votes, and that's why the vote was halted. What's the more complicated answer?
Well, on Tuesday, lawmakers in the Assembly Education Committee got their hands on a heavily amended school accountability bill. Now, there's a lot of education proposals in the State House right now, so it's okay if people lost track of this one. This was the bill that had a 12-hour hearing back in January. A lot of people were concerned about it because it proposes laying out some pretty strict sanctions for failing schools, including, for example, turning failing public schools into independent charter schools. That provoked a lot of controversy and debate. The Assembly pulled back on it, and then on Tuesday, we got a new version of that bill that had a whole bunch of changes that nobody had seen before. The text was just made public Tuesday. And then the chair of the Assembly Education Committee said, okay, we're going to vote on this on Thursday. Usually, heads of committees don't schedule votes unless they know they have the votes to pass the bill. We found out a day later that the vote had been called off, which indicates to all of us that actually he did not have the votes to pass this amended Assembly accountability bill. So what's in the amended version of this accountability bill? Some of the same stuff we saw before, giving schools letter grades, A, B, C, D in terms of how they're doing rather than descriptors of their performance for the previous year. There is still a proposal in there that would, after a number of years, potentially turn a failing public school into a charter school, though they would get some support from the state first to try some different improvement tactics. But it also tucks in some completely new proposals that even I'm not sure exactly where they came from. For example, if a public school was failing, it would have to send letters to parents in the district that inform them of all their other options of schools to attend besides that public school. So that's why this bill, you know, a lot of the Democrats said, hey, wait a minute, this is really moving quickly. We haven't even had a hearing on these changes. So that's why I think there was enough rumbling behind the scenes, and then ultimately, without having the votes there, that's why the Jeremy Thiesfeldt, who chairs the Assembly Education Committee, halted, you know, or at least postponed this vote.
And it seems as though part of this might be the fact that the Senate and the Assembly have different ideas, or at least they have seemed to have different ideas about how to hold low-performing schools accountable. What are the sticking points there?
A big sticking point is what to do with schools that, for many reasons, are your longtime low-performing schools. There are a lot of schools in Wisconsin that are doing okay. There's a lot of schools in Wisconsin that are doing great. There's a number of schools, especially in high-poverty, challenged urban areas, that have a lot of troubles. And there are some lawmakers that would like to see more aggressive sanctions on schools that fail to perform well over time. There's another philosophy, even among people in the Republican Party, that says, you know, a lot of times low performance is a product of high poverty areas, and schools can't be expected to fix all of this stuff. So if they're going to have low test scores, what is the best way for us to help them rather than imposing strict penalties on them? So I think what you're seeing is a real divide in the Republican Party between folks who have very different ideas on how to best improve low-performing public schools. Do we turn them over to a different type of management company? Do we give them extra money to improve? Do we allow the state superintendent to take stronger steps? These are all various, you know, ideas for improving the schools, but what you're seeing in the state legislature right now is sort of these competing ideas really, you know, bumping up against each other, even though we're talking about leading Republicans in both the Senate and the Assembly.
Is there any indication that there might be more of an appetite to agree to turn failing public schools into charter schools in the Senate, where it had been a tougher sell?
I'm not seeing that yet. I'm not ruling out the fact that it can happen, but in general, the Assembly has taken a much more moderate approach to the idea of charter school, sort of charter school takeovers or charter school turnarounds as the solution for improving low-performing schools. That said, we've seen, you know, Senator Alberta Darling, who's from, the Milwaukee suburban area, she's given some indications that she would be interested in a bill that may propose a charter school district within the Milwaukee Public Schools area. That's not actually a bill yet. It's just been talked about. So certainly there's been some appetite, but I don't think we're seeing enough movement. I just don't think there's a consensus yet in the Senate to really use that as the hammer to improve low-performing schools.
So there's a lot of background action, no consensus yet. Where do you see both of these bills heading next?
The problem is this entire idea of how to grade schools' performance and then how to hold them accountable has been hung up in the legislature for several years now. We've seen various versions of this accountability bill implode in previous legislative sessions. So what's going to have to happen is lawmakers are going to have to figure out how they actually want to hold schools accountable, what's important to measure, how do we better weight the fact that a high-poverty school is going to have a much harder time getting to a high level of student performance than a wealthy school in a well-resourced suburban area. Lawmakers have to decide on that, and then they have to say, okay, what's going to be the incentive for improvement? And I don't know if that's going to come together this session. I know a lot of people would like it to, but we're just not seeing the movement on that yet.
Well, Erin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Erin Richards, education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.